Hey, it's 9:56 p.m. on Tuesday, the 27th of November, and I'm about to get on Whitebridge Road as I travel home. I want to do this experiment of posting audio journal logs throughout my day, and I'm just going to see what it's like. And I told myself I have to I told myself I have to post these, and I'm going to try to do it through the end of this calendar year. And I haven't seen this done elsewhere on the internet, although I bet someone's doing it. I enjoy expression, and this is a version of that. But so I'm heading home. I do this thing, Beer and Hymns, which the goal of it is to create a public singing experience, and I've been doing it now for 5 years, and in the month of December, I will have 4 gigs, and 2 of them will be around 400 people singing, and one of them is in Chattanooga. It will be, my guess, maybe 300 people singing, and then the final one is smaller, and it's a dinner kind of thing. Dinner and singing, but that one's just smaller. That one's like 100-something people singing, and it's in a beer tap room at Black Abbey Brewing. I spend a lot of time working on these pub sing events. I think one of my favorite things I've figured out is I just being in a room where mass crowds are singing doesn't have to sound like perfectly choir-like, but it's that feeling of we're all one. And the thing that I provide with my pub sings is all of the lyrics written out, and we sing primarily old songs, meaning hymns. And I know the thought would be that it's a religious occasion, but, and maybe I'm deluding myself, I think it's primarily actually a human occasion. So I'm too close to the situation to have any objectivity anymore. We do our events at bars and public spaces and theaters. And I'm proud of what we do, because it seems to cross a couple of boundaries between old and young. Truly, we have young. We will have the Mercy Lounge gig. We will have college-age students that are there. And then truly, and they will be all in. There will be, I'm sure, a couple of sororities. Like, not the whole sorority, but they'll be like that. There'll be groups of young women. They'll be really into it, and probably a little buzzed or more, which helps the occasion to smooth along. And then we'll literally have some senior citizens that are up in years, and they're both crooning, and it's just nourishing. And we're singing a variety of songs. I mean, we'll sing. Obviously, we'll sing, like, you know, holiday carols for this one. We're going to sing a little bit of an Adele song as a surprise. We don't list everything out in advance. We list the big stuff out in advance. Then we add surprise flourishes of pop songs. I don't want to give too much away, but we probably have 6, 7, 8 surprise bits and pieces, and full songs even. we're doing some stuff this year that we've never done before, and I'm proud of. I'm proud that singers. I have singers in my group now that have been working with me a while, and they truly are taking over certain songs, which is great. And it's also just healthy. It shows me that the thing is bigger than me, and I really appreciate that. There's going to be time for the first time. I'm just going to leave the stage and let some folks sing some songs on their own. From our group leaders, they're going to lead the songs on their own, is what I mean, and I'm really proud of that. And I know the crowd will love some of the different energy that some of the different singers bring. I do not consider myself a great singer. I think I can generally carry a tune, and I can hit the notes, and my tone is pretty good. I want number one, and here's my talent, if I have one, is I can at least fake being confident on stage. And so I will do that several times this month, well, four times in particular. And there's a saying in Nashville, I think if I can get it right, I learned this from like an open mic I used to do at Douglas Corner. Like, I used to have my own songs, and I still have my own songs, but I would do my own songs years ago, maybe 10 years ago, at Douglas Corner on 8th Avenue. And somebody said from the stage one time, the thing that people love about music stars is the sincerity of their music. And so once you can fake that, you got it made. And that's a pretty dark comment, but I think about it. I do feel relatively confident on stage, and I don't know what that is. I don't feel relaxed. I don't feel bad about being on stage, and I don't feel overwhelmed with fear. And so maybe that's some version of confidence. I believe in the event is what I should say most of all. And I want for people to come together. So the Beer and Hymns thing is a experience of people coming together from all walks. And because we do it in bars and non sort of, you could say, sectarian places, they're not schools, they're not obviously churches, and they're not third places that are in some way sectarian or club-y in the sense of a sponsored club or something. I feel really excited. I feel excited to be a part of this because there's, I think, a sense of improvisation that the crowd feels just because you don't know who's going to be there and how it's going to sound exactly. So this is the first of these audio journal things, and I just drove into my driveway. I have been rehearsing tonight, and we did a rehearsal literally for 3 hours, and I feel tired, but I feel good. We went through probably 24 or 25 songs that we had prepared quite meticulously between myself and my wonderful friend John Paul, who's an incredibly committed person. He's a fantastic musician. And my musicianship is average and occasionally above average. John is a great musician, and he's attracted a few other great musicians. And so, and it's acoustic-y stuff. But so we have now an A-list guitar player, like a full-time professional guitar player, plays acoustic guitar with us. And then for years I've had Justin Amaral, who's a fantastic drummer and percussionist. And man, being able to sing, even for rehearsal now, is just fun. And I'm amazed at how great they sound. We also have a few specialty musicians featured. We have a flautist for the first time who'll be there for some of the gig and some of these shows. And then we also have two different trumpet players that I just am excited about. I mean, these things have grown. We have at least 4 singers at every gig, and even up to like 8 total singers on these gigs. And I, you know, a short couple years ago, I knew I loved music, and I knew I loved some version of performing and being in a mix of even an audience or something. And I knew I liked, when I was going to church regularly, I knew I liked singing in the congregation the most. It was just like, and not even every Sunday. Some Sundays we would not sing songs I liked, so I didn't feel great about that. But singing in public, there is an air of improvisation and an air of whimsy to it, and certainly beauty. And 5 years, five years ago, I had no. I mean, we did our first Real Beer and Hymns November 1st, 2013. So let's say 6 years ago. 6 years ago, I had nothing in this category for myself, and now I have this, and it's special, and it's not my full-time job, and I don't make hardly any money off of it. After, you know, the income comes in, and I formed a company around it, a little LLC, just FYI, and then I organize it, and I pay taxes on it and everything. Then I kind of construe it and hire it out and make something with the money, which go out of expenses. So there's a whole, like, there's a whole strategy that's kind of wild to me of, like, what is this, and how does it scale, and how do you export it? And, you know, we've taken it to a couple of other cities around Tennessee. I'm still a student of all these things. Hey, thanks for listening to this first installment. My goal is different topics. My goal is spontaneity. And I want to post these via theattentionist.com. If you'd care to see anything about Beer and Hymns, there's the website www.beerhymns.com. And there are tickets available if you're in the area of Nashville. There are tickets available to several different gigs. And if you're in Chattanooga or want to go to Chattanooga this coming Saturday, December 1st, 2018, that is an option as well. And it's the first time we've been to Chattanooga. And it's a part of a larger fundraiser, but we will, in essence, do our show that we're doing elsewhere. And I'm very excited about that. It's different. And thanks. Talk soon.